You are listening to the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Intercoastal Podcast. I'm Daquan Mickens, and for today's episode, we have Chris Kirer from the Port Royal Sound Foundation to talk about the Maritime Center. Thanks for joining us, Chris.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. So just to begin, let's talk about you. Could you tell us how you got into being with the Maritime Center and, you know, how you became what you are today?
Yeah, sure. So I am an environmental educator at the center, amongst other things. And I got into, I guess, the biology field just from being a product of my environment. I grew up in Savannah, living along the coastal area. My father worked on boats, so I was out on the water all the time. And through that, I grew a really strong appreciation for the natural environment around me. And it wasn't until a senior elective class, a marine biology class that I took that sounded fun, that I really opened my eyes to where I wanted to go. When I found out that I can work outside on a boat for the rest of my life, right? That's a very appealing thing. So I pursued that. Ever since then, I've just been very fortunate with my career path. I went to University of South Carolina in Beaufort. I got a biology degree there. And most of all my work there was dealing with coastal ecology. I worked in a research lab there for 4 years, studying underwater sounds, marine acoustics, amongst other things. And as soon as I graduated, I was offered the naturalist position at the Maritime Center. So really haven't been able to leave the area.
Oh, sounds great, Chris. Sounds like you really enjoy what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very fulfilling job. I get to spend a lot of time out in the woods, educating people about their natural surroundings. So it definitely has a lot of fulfillment within it. Yeah, for sure.
And did you ever see yourself doing something like this growing up? Like you said, you've always enjoyed being on boats, being outside and in nature. Did you ever think you could, like, you would spend your life in nature and teaching others about nature?
I would say I didn't even know that it was possible to have a job or career that allowed me to do that. Definitely going through college, it opened my eyes to the opportunities, but at a younger age, I definitely never foresaw myself being where I am today, or being an educator at that. Definitely didn't think that was the career path that I would go down, but I'm very happy about where I am.
Yeah. It seems like that's a trend when we do have outdoor people on the podcast, on the Intercoastal Podcast, whether it's Captain Henry with Coastal Expeditions, or we have people come with the Camelot Farms that came. You know, everyone who has to do with animals or being outdoors truly enjoy what they do, and they love passing that experience along. So, and I can tell already that's something you like to do and you enjoy.
Yeah, definitely. There is something special about seeing someone's face light up at a new experience with wildlife, or having that realization that the outdoors can be a special place, and I get to facilitate that. So it's pretty fulfilling.
Yeah. Before we get into the Maritime Center itself, just one more question for you. Has the Maritime Center taught you something, whether about wildlife or the outdoors, that you didn't know before starting the job?
Every day is a learning experience. There is no way that one single person can know everything about plants and animals and insects and fish, but I am fortunate enough that I get to learn as much as I can about everything around me. So yes, I tell myself I try to learn something new every day, and I do my best to do that.
Yeah. Well, that sparked one more question. What would be your favorite thing to teach? Like whether it's the children coming in, learning something for the first time, or adults who come in and are like, oh, I never knew that, but I grew up around boats and outdoors. What is your favorite thing to like enlighten people on?
Oh man, so many things. you know, as you learn more about the world around you, new interests come up, right? So for a long time, I was, and I still am, not to say I'm not anymore, but I was really enthralled with teaching people about birds mm-hmm. and the diversity found in birds. You know, it's going to be, you're going to see more bird species than you're going to see any other animals if you go out into the woods right now. On top of that, you know, they're great indicators of the world around you. But, you know, as you learn more about other varieties of wildlife, your interest gets piqued in a different way. So right now I've been on a really big snake kick, and I've been doing a lot of herping with a good friend of mine. That's been it ties right into my work, but really it's more of a hobby than anything else. Yeah. But, you know, getting people comfortable around snakes and amphibians. A lot of people have a pretty bad or awful feeling or some emotion towards these animals that, you know, is ingrained in them. You mm-hmm. know, it's something they were taught as a young child, or, you know, they've never actually handled a snake or been around them. They just have this connotation that all snakes are bad, yeah. you know? So that's kind of my new kick. But, you know, again, if there's something I can teach somebody, right, or get somebody excited about the natural world, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, that sounds awesome that your hobbies tie in so well with what you do for a career. Like, I think you're lucky in that aspect, like to be able to say, oh, this is what I love to do in my free time. So why, when I do go to work, it's one and the same.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's good, Chris. So when did the Maritime Center open?
So the center itself opened in 2014, but the organization itself has kind of been around for 20 plus years, and it's taken shape in a variety of ways. It kind of started off as this group called Friends of the River, and they were helping clean up the May River, and this group started in the 90s. And then it kind of morphed into the Port Royal Sound Fund there was no office space for this. And then it finally its newest rendition is the Port Royal Sound Foundation. But the center again opened in 2014, I guess, is when the foundation really came about.
Okay. And is there any interesting history around the location of the Maritime Center?
Yeah, absolutely. So the center itself has been many things in its past life. The building's been there close to 100 years now, and it's been a seafood distribution site. It's one of the major places where they are bringing in oysters, shrimp, and crabs and processing them. Even some of the infrastructure that's in the building is original from when it was a oyster shucking facility. It's been a place called Den of Antiquities. It's been a restaurant. It's, you know, it's been quite a few things in its former life. So we are the latest and greatest for sure.
Yeah. I've noticed when I drive past, if I'm going to Hilton Head or Savannah from Beaufort, I've seen it where it's like right on the water and it's a great view. How was that view for you? Like whenever you work there?
Oh, you can't beat it. I have one of the best views in the county, right? I overlook marsh and water with almost no sight of other buildings. I mean, that's kind of hard to beat, right?
Yeah, it is. It's perfect.
Yeah.
So let's go take a look inside the Maritime Center. What sort of exhibits does it contain?
Yeah, so in the center, we have a variety of exhibits. I think we have now over 50 plus exhibits inside the center, and they touch on a host of different things. It all has to do with this area, Beaufort County and the Port Royal Sound. We have exhibits on the ecology of the area. We have exhibits on art done by local artists, the natural history, the cultural history of the area. So we have exhibits on the Gullah Geechee Nation. We have exhibits on the shrimping, oystering, and crabbing of Beaufort County, which is what one of our major economic drivers once was. On top of that, we have live aquarium. So 3,000 gallon tank filled with fish, several other tanks filled with finfish and crustaceans. And we even have reptiles like terrapins, alligators, and snakes.
Oh, so, wow.
So lots going on there.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun to be had. Just waiting there to be discovered by visitors and guests heading to the area. Is there an admission fee?
The best part about the center is we are free to the public.
That is awesome.
It is awesome. Not many aquariums you can go to that are free. But on top of that, you know, we even tried to make a lot of our programs that are to the public free or at a nominal fee. I think like the most expensive fee that we have for a program is like $5. And we run programs that involve, you know, teaching people how to fish and crab and cast net. We do art projects with kids. We do dissections and microscope activities with the public. So pretty awesome and affordable. And that's kind of our whole mission.
Yeah, that's perfect to be able to, you know, plan something that doesn't cost families visiting the area or even people looking to do field trips in the area. It's a perfect location to learn the basic ecology of the area and at no cost. That's very beneficial.
Yeah, absolutely.
So are there any major events held in the Maritime Center?
Yeah, we do a ton of events, from private event rentals to our own events that we host. We host a yearly golf tournament. We do a large event called Night on the Sound every year. That's our biggest fundraising event. And we've had speakers like Dr. Robert Ballard, who's the guy who discovered the Titanic, Philippe Cousteau Jr., David DeGallo, as well as, I'm trying to think of his name, Jack Hanna, who for many people will recognize the name as America's naturalist or zookeeper, I believe. That's just some of our bigger events. We even run, at the end of summer, typically we run a STEAM festival. So STEAM stands for science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics. That's a free, to the public event. And typically there's about 30 to 50 vendors with all with interactive exhibits. That's our one key. There's, you know, you can have your handouts and everything like that, but you have to be running a science experiment, an art experiment, or art exercise. And it's great for, I mean, all ages. You see kids doing art projects, you see adults doing art projects. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that sounds like a whole lot of fun. It seems like a cool thing to do. And like you said, it's free. So it's definitely to have a signature event and it like a it's free to the people and for kids to come out and actually be able to enjoy that is a rare thing, especially like now. Is there a calendar of events that the center holds?
Yeah, so if you go to our website, which is a long one, it's portroyalsoundfoundation.org. We have a calendar that is at the bottom there. And you can go on there and see, we update it, you know, weekly, essentially, with every program that we add. So coming up, some of our events are going to be, I run a webinar series called Sound Vision Webinar. And we have speakers such as Victoria Smalls with the Gullah Geechee Corridor, Kristen Mattson is going to be one of our other speakers talking about local and native wildlife in the area, and she's with the Spring Island Institute. We have a professor from USCB, Dr. Ty Petty, as well as a friend of mine, Heather Krause with Nemours Wildlife Foundation. She'll be talking about bird migration. So, and all of that's free again. So you can go on our website, you can register for those, that talk series. And I do a spring, summer, and fall series, usually with some pretty amazing speakers.
Yeah, that's amazing. And can you let people know, not only where they can hear the webinar, but where they can find information on the Maritime Center and the Port Royal Sound Foundation?
Yeah, so the best way to hear about information is probably follow us on social media, so Facebook, Instagram, and we're just Port Royal Sound Foundation. And then on our website, portroyalsoundfoundation.org, you'll see all of our, there's a calendar of events there that has all of our events going on, as well as just information about us, our education materials, our research initiatives, and kind of our mission is all on our website. So I highly recommend checking that out.
Well, thank you, Chris. We really appreciate you coming. It was a pleasure learning about the Maritime Center and learning about you. And it was great talking to you today.
Oh, thank you so much. I enjoyed it.
Now, before we end, here are some highlighted events in Beaufort. On June 3rd, the 16th annual Beaufort River Swim 8K and 5K will be held in Henry C. Chamber Waterfront Park. This is a yearly event where the town gets together and you swim up the river in a 5K that is partially swimming up the river and also running the area of Beaufort. It's a great chance to get outside and experience the great festivities that Beaufort has to offer. On June 13th, the Camp Conroy Summer Camp for Young Writers and Artists will be held at the Pat Conroy Literary Center. The camp is for ages 8 to 14 for young writers and artists that will participate and create independently and collaborate as they research, write, and illustrate it, and edit designs. It's a great chance for kids to find their creative side in art and literature. So it's a great opportunity. Those are the events that we have highlighted for this episode. Tune in next time for the next highlighted episode segment. Thank you for listening to the Intercoastal Podcast. You can follow us on social media at @visit_BeaufortSC on Instagram or at @BeaufortSC on Facebook. Please like and subscribe, and we'll talk to you next time.
This has been another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Natasha Lai, produced by Relic.